Risk's CWC Captive Conversation. My name is Oliver Schofield, Chief Exec of Risk's CWC, and I'm joined today by our Chair, Malcolm Cutts-Watson, to talk about our latest service, the Risk's CWC Internal Audit. Malcolm, welcome.
Thank you.
So, can you tell me what an internal audit covers in essence?
Okay, right. Well, we're going to have to go back to the three lines of defence governance model. And I'm sure most of the listeners will be familiar with that in terms of the first line being the management processes and their internal controls. The second line of defence being the control functions like compliance, and risk management, and then the third line being internal audit, which effectively is an independent assurance to the board that things are working as they should be and that the internal controls are appropriate and that the control functions are doing their job properly. It's not an external audit, that's done by an external form of auditors, and it's not obviously a regulatory review, which again would be performed by the regulator. Increasingly, I think what we're seeing is that there's a need for a more robust internal audit process. Partly it's good governance, and a number of jurisdictions are now requiring insurance entities have access to an internal audit function. And you know, stakeholders are just demanding it as part of the ESG agenda now as well. Increasing demand, but there are a limited number of people who can provide that service.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely spot on. The world we live in, whether it's in the global north or the global south, the world we live in, it's becoming ever more increasingly focused on the right way of doing business. And it's incredibly important that firms have the opportunity to be able to have that form of internal audit function undertaken in an independent manner. So equally importantly, I suppose, you talked about it not covering external audit because that's what external auditors undertake. Are there any specific roles and parts that the internal audit that Risk CWC provide doesn't cover?
Well, let's start with what it does cover.
Yeah.
Then we can see what's left at the end of
sure.
it. Okay. I mean, it can cover all aspects of an entity's operations. So it can be an operational audit, it can be a risk audit, it can be a control audit, a compliance audit. So that's the great thing about our offering, is we can make it bespoke to whatever the board of the insurance entity wants. You know, we're not prescribing what you have to do. We will respond to what the needs are. So it can virtually look at any aspect of the operation of the insurance entity. What it can't do is take on the responsibilities of the management itself. So, for example, we wouldn't see internal audit setting risk appetite. We certainly wouldn't see it issuing a set of audited financial statements. We are evaluating and trying to improve the effectiveness of the controls rather than actually put them in place initially.
Mm. Which makes perfect sense. In the world in which we inhabit, being overly prescriptive is not necessarily going to bring the best results and best solutions for our clients. We work in an alternative risk field. And by the very nature of it being alternative, it can't be prescriptive. It has to be bespoke. And it's good to see that follows through into this this offering as well.
Yeah, now I would say that you devise an internal audit program that's consistent with the type of business, the nature of the business, complexity, size of the business.
Mm.
So one size doesn't fit all.
Yeah. So I guess reflecting on that, the length of time it takes typically to put an internal audit together is not something that can easily be sort of broken down into days, hours, minutes. It's very much going to be, well, let's understand what it is that needs to be done, and then let's build the audit around the needs of the client. So we can't say it's going to be a month, it's going to be a week. Would that be fair?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, the way I see the process working is we enter into a conversation with the board, understand what their risk appetite is, understand what their sort of attitude is, do they want to be best in class, or do they just want to meet the you know, the minimum standards? You know, what keeps them awake at night? What are their key risks? So start off with the conversation just going through the risk management framework, getting an understanding of areas maybe that may be causing concern. We can then develop an internal audit program, and at that point we can price it up and sort of say how long it will take. In terms of deliverables, basically we're normally asked to provide a report, and that will consist of really what we were asked to look at, you know, what were the concerns of the boards, then what did we do, how did we assess those particular risks, was it a document review, was it sampling in testing, what did we do, what did we find, and then finally, you know, what are our observations, and what are our suggestions based on our deep insight into the business. And you're probably going to come onto this anyway, but I'll sort of answer the question before you ask it, in terms of, you know, well, why are we sort of promoting this service?
Sure.
Well, there's two reasons. One is demand, as I say, there's an increasing demand. Secondly, supply. You know, there aren't that many organisations that can provide this type of service. The parent company of an insurance entity may not have expertise in that particular area or that particular jurisdiction, may not want to, you know, use valuable resources on a subsidiary. You know, external organisations can offer internal audit services, but again, they may not have the deep understanding of the business and the jurisdiction. Whereas I think, you know, our consultants within Risk CWC spent a lifetime, you know, managing insurance operations. They understand the business, they understand the risks. Many of them also sit as non-executive directors, so yep, they understand, you know, the board's responsibilities and what the board's looking for. We've got experience of all jurisdictions around the world. You know, we've either worked there or had experience to them. So we know a lot, and really that insight is something which I think is of great value to the boards.
I 100% agree with that. And of course, the type of vehicle that we're talking about here is not just captives, but it's also very much into the commercial general insurers, reinsurers, and so on. Any of the insurance companies, to use that as an overarching phrase of the offshore environment. Looking at what it is that the internal audit function provides, what would you consider as being the absolute top benefits to a captive or an independent insurance company?
I think it's just, you know, ensuring resilience of the business, that it's robust. And I suppose the analogy would be having an MOT.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, getting things identified that may go wrong in the future rather than waiting till the car breaks down.
Absolutely.
Which is often more expensive and also...
Of course.
More inconvenient.
Yes, I think robustness and resilience of a business is so crucial nowadays, not just to the domicile in which those companies are located, from giving the comfort to the regulator, but also from the point of view of the shareholders of that business.
Yeah.
You know, we read so often of challenges where things haven't gone according to plan, and you know, one wonders when something doesn't go quite according to plan, where were the red flags? But where were they spotted? Who was actually keeping an eye out on that through this type of internal audit report that can be put together?
Yeah. I'd probably go broader than just shareholders and say stakeholders.
Stakeholders, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Because everyone has an interest in that.
Quite so, employees and so on.
I mean, would it help if I gave you some examples of some recent internal audits we did?
I think that'd be really helpful, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, one, we were asked by a bank which had a captive insurance company, really to do a risk audit. They wanted to be sure to demonstrate to their shareholders and the regulator that the risks were being properly managed. So we were asked to look at the risk register of the captive, then look at the internal controls for those risks, make sure they were appropriate, and then just do some testing to prove that they were actually in effect and working well. So we produced a report that basically went through that and identified one or two weaknesses where we thought enhancements could be made.
Yeah.
the bank was very pleased with that.
Brilliant.
Another recent example was a commercial insurer that was about to be inspected by the regulator. The board really wanted the comfort of an independent review of the governance.
Mm-hmm.
So we were looking at the policies, processes, and other sort of governance documentation like terms of reference of the board and committee, just to make sure that everything was shipshape. And again there, you know, we identified some areas where we felt things could be improved or strengthened.
Yeah.
And I think that set the company up well for the regulatory inspection.
Which is brilliant. So it's a preemptive analysis of how everything is being handled within the business. So I suppose using the MOT analogy, before you take your car for an MOT, make sure that the basic things that you can fix yourself are fixed, whether it's windscreen wipers or whatever else.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're gonna fail.
Yeah. I mean, it's really drawing out this analogy. you know, you can either have an annual MOT just to make sure everything, or if you've got a long journey coming up and you want particular attention, or you're going up a mountain or something like that, so you want to make sure you've got the right equipment for that. That's what I think we can offer, is a bespoke service that meets the particular needs rather than a generic.
So I suppose thinking about the how often an internal audit should be repeated, it's quite a hard question, because it could be a needs-based audit, because all of a sudden the organisation knows that there's going to be an inspection, or it could be that something has flashed up in their processes that they want to have a deeper look at from a third party. But typically, I mean, if you talked about a couple of projects that you've already delivered, would you see that as being something you'd go back 12 months later, 15 months later, and say, shall we have another look? Or would you sort of wait for an organisation to come to you and say, we're about to go on this long journey up the mountain, can you check that everything's tickety-boo?
Yeah. Well, in the case of the bank, I think that's a sort of annual requirement, so that will be ongoing. Obviously, regulatory inspections, you hope, aren't going to be annual.
Quite.
But having said that, you know, there were certain things that came out of our initial review, which I think would benefit from a subsequent review, just to make sure that things had been remediated properly. You know, I sit on a number of boards of insurance entities, and for the larger complex ones, we have a rolling internal audit program, which the board will agree a year in advance and basically get quarterly updates on. Other companies I sit on, which don't have such a complex business model, will just identify certain key risks, or if a risk is emerging as being red, then we may ask, you know, an internal audit review to take place, just to make sure that we've got that risk properly covered.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And from a client's perspective, what do you consider makes a risk CWC internal audit different from other providers, other audits that might be available?
I think it's the insight we can offer. As you know, I mean, our consultants have got decades and decades of experience of actually running insurance entities. So they really understand the business. So they don't need to get up to speed. They're not talking about theoretical issues. They're talking about pragmatic ways forward that provides sufficient resilience, but also operationally sensible. So there's that aspect. The governance aspect in terms of being a board member, I think, helps as well, because you have a full understanding of what the board's looking for. And then really this global spread that we have. So there aren't any jurisdictions that we're not familiar with. Mm.
And I think I'd add to that as well, the independence that we bring, as we are not tied to any organisations. We will not hold back in any observations if we find something. Mm. And you know, to me, that's really important as well.
And of course, this offering fits in really well with our risk CWC strategic risk pathway. So we're not there just to set the captive up and then, you know, or insurance entity and leave it afloat. It's a long-term relationship. We want to provide value over the whole life cycle of the insurance entity. And really, the internal audit is part of that journey that company will go through. So we want to be there the whole time.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Malcolm. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure to chat with you. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. To find out more and to discuss your needs, please do get in touch with us, either via email or via our website at risks.org. Until next time.